Welcome to the Bull Gap Journal. I'm Robert Holmes, your host, Sylacauga native, military veteran, and an all-around community citizen. On the Bull Gap Journal, we talk about life, leadership, and common sense. In the early days of my growth as a leader in the Air Force, I remember some blustery meetings where the senior officer was heavy-handed, oppressive, and harsh. Now, this officer chose to intimidate or ridicule to get us to get on step to get things done. It felt like we were sitting on a hot skillet, not at a staff table. Few would ask a question or offer anything to the boss. They were afraid he might rip their lips off. So I remember thinking, please, when I grow up, don't let me be like this guy. The bluster was undignified, and it ate away at the core of the team. It smacked of self-importance, perhaps over-reliance on position and authority, and little else. It could be toxic behavior. It was a covering mechanism for incompetence, maybe. In an era of reimagining the military, many of us realize that the positive impact of treating troops with dignity was really important. This by no means meant to pander or to lower standards, but to have genuine respect for the troops' value. You can be tough and you maintain standards without degrading folks. If it's time to have a tough conversation about an individual's performance, pull them aside and do it in private. As industry and commerce evolved over the last century from a rigid industrial model of thinking to an age of knowledge and information, business leaders realized the importance of dignity in the workforce. A nationally recognized leadership expert, Dr. Tasha Urich, put it this way: cultivating a culture of dignity is a central responsibility for leaders. As companies begin to reimagine the future of work, leaders need to redesign the workplace to be more positive, for growth, for agency and physical mental health. So we begin to think of being dignified as being stuffy or rarefied. Not so. Dignity is about respect for others, as well as a respect for one's own self. The late Pope Francis made an interesting observation. Human dignity is the same for all human beings. When I trample on the dignity of another, I'm actually trampling on my own dignity. So value dignity. Treat people with dignity. Respect them and the job they do. It'll be contagious. Thanks for joining us on the Bull Gap Journal. The Bull Gap Journal is an award-winning production of Radio Alabama.